Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, yesterday wasn't so much fun because of the Saints' loss to the Dolphins. And, you know, I'm not surprised. I'd be surprised if they won. And as I said at the opening of the show, I'm just, as a Saints fan, I'm disappointed because the Saints don't seem to be improving. I mean, am I missing something? It just seems like the Saints aren't improving. And that's discouraging. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I just know that the Saints don't really seem to be improving. At this point, Kellen Moore is going to have to prove to Saints fans that he's head coach material. And it's not something that we can automatically buy just because he was selected by the Saints to be the head coach. Because all of the choices are not always good choices. And we'll see what happens here. I'm not going to be down on Kellen Moore, but I'm not going to be overly optimistic until I see some sign that he shows that he is head coach material. And it just, as I said at the beginning of the show also, I got the feeling yesterday that there's been a built-in excuse for the Saints to not do well this year. Oh, we're rebuilding. It's a rebuilding year. And it's almost like this subconsciously played into the minds of the players that, you know, we're rebuilding. Nothing's expected of us. You know, if that's the message to a group of employees, if you tell them, you don't have to do the best, you don't have to really, well, we're not expecting you to do your best because we're rebuilding the company. You know, we don't really expect you to do your best. I mean, what kind of message is that? But that was the message, and that was the message to the fans. The message should have been, yes, it's rebuilding, but let me tell you, we are going to do the best we can to make this the best rebuilding year ever, and we are going to kick ass. Where's that message? It wasn't there. So, again, as a Saints fan from the beginning, I'm disappointed. And I know I'm not alone. And we should always have this sense that the Saints are heading in the right direction. And I don't see evidence that they're heading in the right direction yet. After the game, Saints head coach Kellen Moore says that he's proud of the fight the Saints showed in their loss to the Dolphins. And they're not finished growing.
Ultimately, we didn't do enough. Didn't get it done at the very end. Love the way our guys battled. And, you know, it was an unfortunate ending. But, you know, there's stuff to learn from and grow from during that game. And so we'll continue to grow. Yeah, I thought, you know, credit to our guys. The way they battled the second half, I thought our guys responded really well in all three phases. There was a lot of positives there. Obviously, we didn't start the game the way we needed to put ourselves in better position.
How many times has he said that? It seems like he says that every single week. Again, I'm just pointing out what's obvious to a lot of Saints fans, and a lot of Saints fans just don't have the opportunity to speak out. So I'm trying to speak out on behalf of a lot of Saints fans. It sounds like Coach Kellen Moore says that every week. He also said that the rare pick two play at the end of the game showed how close the Saints were.
2-point play, false start. So now it's 2-point play from the 7. So obviously your play kind of has to change there. you know, obviously Vay's trying to run a shallow cross, get it and build as we go and get into the end zone. I thought the defender, you know, Minka made a phenomenal play, you know, kind of jumped underneath on the route and was able to pick it off. You know, we're close. You know, obviously it's a challenging two-point play when you're going from the seven. I thought the DB made a phenomenal play. Obviously we'll look at it in detail and see if we can give ourselves any cleaner other opportunities, but kind of made a really good play.
Yeah, I kind of saw it another way. I kind of saw it as a terrible pass by Tyler Shuck. I mean, he made some really bad decisions. So, again, I don't see incremental improvements worth mentioning with our quarterback or with the team. I'm not giving up on him, but I'm just making the obvious observations. So, all right, what about the play calling that last-minute fourth and one?
Yeah, obviously it didn't work, so obviously going to evaluate it, you know, just like any other play. And so, you know, it's frustrating. Didn't get done. You know, we kind of got to second and one, took a shot, third down, took a pass, fourth down, just tried to get our first down because we still had our timeout in our pocket. And so we weren't able to advance it and get it done.
After the organization parted ways with kicker Blake Groupe, Coach Moore said he's really happy with their new place kicker, Charlie Smith.
Yeah, Charlie, I thought he kicked really well. Big-time field goal. You know, the onside kick obviously was really well kicked. Phenomenal kick there and put us in position to have a chance at the end.
What led you guys to go with him over Cade?
Just let the week play itself out. Evaluate those guys. Obviously, he's got time on task with the whole operation. You know, and he was ready to go. He did a really nice job.
Yeah, and he kicked a field goal, so that's good. But, you know, I mean, look, the guy's going to miss field goals. I mean, nobody's perfect. It's just that, you know, that Blake Groupe just was missing too many. It was just something that you couldn't count on him to kick a field goal, even shorter field goals. Quarterback Tyler Shuck says it's an emotional roller coaster, and that's just part of the game.
No, I was good. I think everybody was good. Had the same mindset. It was like, we get an opportunity, we're going to go out there and attack, I think just defense, special teams-wise, they did a really good job. We got to find a way as an offense to kind of be more complementary that way. And I was just, like I said, was proud of kind of how we stayed pretty even keel and battled the whole way. And, you know, it sucks whenever you're not starting the way you want to. And but I think we had a good mindset, and that was kind of the attitude. It was just, it's going to pop. It's gonna break open. You know, we're executing, you know, not well, but I think everything was there, and we saw it. You know, we saw it and knew we were going to get our chances.
I don't know. That answer just doesn't seem to go with the game that I saw yesterday. Look, again, I'm a Saints fan, but you know, we just can't have a shellacking of the losses. Just shellack the loss like it. You know, no big deal. We're rebuilding. Yeah, we'll do better. I don't know. I don't see it. The Saints should be getting better, and maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something going on that I'm missing, but I don't see the Saints consistently getting better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.